I will stick with the word favorable, because I think it's all all COPs are about that. The negotiations are ongoing. We will have a COP29, and there are almost no result, because all countries, all participants want to have a favorable conditions to other market player and competitor. Because if you see, I mentioned the price of carbon, and it differentiates, and everyone wants to have a lower price of carbon, lower price of energy, attract investors, have a competitive advantage. So I think UN has to, first of all, be a platform of leaders. So the countries must be led by leaders, which is in current politics very difficult. Second, those leaders have to agree about common interest. And the common interest of our planet is decarbonization. So every citizen, every country, every continent, every state has to bear the same burden, fair burden, and it must be just. And Europe has shown the tool how to do it. This is the EU ETS. If we introduce fair global carbon payment scheme, then the carbon will have a price. Everyone will have an economic incentive to decrease it. And we will have those results which scientists predict. Without that, we are only fighting who will have companies of his neighbor in his country because of cheaper energy. So this is the favorable condition. The bad thing is that we want to have a favorable condition. We need to have a fair condition.